Lil Chrissy and the Infantite Army, Chrissy's Revenge.
This has been a long time coming, you loathsome waste of space. For your crimes against the Changeling Crown, and because I hate you in general, you shall hereby be executed. Do you have any objections? Not talking, huh? Well, goodbye and good riddance.
In the center of the playroom, Lil Chrissy lightly grinds the blade of a hatchet against the sharp edges of her jagged fangs, hungrily staring at her helpless prisoner. She raises her weapon and...
Yeah!
Down came the hatchet with an echoing thwack, cutting her victim's head clean off. Chrysalis releases the weapon in pure bliss as Cottonfluff bursts out and bathes her in its fuzziness. While she snickers in delight, her afternoon guard trots inside to see the cuddly carnage.
Another public execution, I take it?
He asks, stepping around the scattered fluff and stuff of the changeling's twisted work.
Oh, darn it all, you killed Mr. Jammers!
Indeed.
She nods, kicking a tattered strawberry plush aside.
I hate strawberries.
Ugh, where'd you even hide these weapons?
In a place where you'll never locate them. Some place you wouldn't dare search.
Try me.
What? Unhook me, you fool!
The stallion picks up the foal in his magic and dangles her upside down. There, an assortment of knives, daggers, and mini maces slip out of the changeling's diaper, clanging loud and piling up on the playroom floor.
Oh, crap.
The foal pouts.
Chrissy, you really gotta stop this insanity.
The guard sighs, setting her down.
At this rate, you'll stay friendless.
What? That's not true! Admiral Snuggles over there is my companion. He's my day planner.
A little blonde kitten plushie slouched over in the corner of the room with a quill and notepad is in its grasp, softly falling on its side.
Oh, Chrissy.
The guard's woes are interrupted by the surprise arrival of one Twilight Sparkle, who enters the room with a warm smile.
Afternoon, little Chrissy.
She coos teasingly.
But course.
Chrissy utters, turning her head away to prepare another plushie.
Any progress here, guard?
Yeah!
It needs a little more work.
Don't worry, we got this.
Twilight nods reassuringly.
Take the rest of the day off. She's in good hooves.
Wait, we?
Twilight escorts the stallion out of the room, before returning to the frenzied foal with a little basket hovering in her magic.
So!
Chrissy grumbles, popping her neck coldly.
So what riveting lovey-dovey solution do you have on reforming me this time, egghead?
Oh, I'm not doing anything, Chrysalis.
The alicorn states calmly, setting the basket down before the changeling.
This one is between you and her.
And who's the flesh meat? Hello? Hey!
Emerging from the basket was a happy flurry heart, flapping her wings in excitement.
Oh, heavens no!
Chrissy whines, dropping the hatchet.
Not her! You gave my former general post-traumatic sob disorder when I nearly enslaved you all!
Flurry giggled, clapping her hooves innocently.
Why did you bring her here?
For your playdate, of course.
Twilight says, placing a picnic basket on the floor.
Playdate? You're leaving me with that monstrosity?
Chrissy picks up her hatchet and chucks it at the alicorn in a blind rage.
Yep.
Twilight says, halting the weapon centimeters away from her skull with her magic.
Princess's orders. Oh, and Celestia told me to give you a message. She said, thanks for being a good fool by slipping laxatives in my secret stash of cakes. Or something along those lines.
Hey, I did her a favor! She needs to purge all the sweets!
Yeah, well, now I gotta help her with the duties today because of you. And I figured you could use a little discipline.
Flurryheart muffles, nibbling on Chrysalis's mane playfully.
It tastes like licorice. Unhuff that, you savage! My A-tier mane does not taste like licorice.
Wait, you could understand her?
Twilight gasps.
What do you mean? She said it loud and clear, didn't you hear that?
Oh, Celestia's side effects must have given you the ability to perfectly communicate with other infants. I've gotta document this.
No, wait, don't leave!
Chrissy's pleas are drowned out by Twilight's adorable mumbles of nerdiness. As she trots out of the room, books and quills flocking around her head. The door slams shut as the transparent light blue lock clamps around the doorknob. The frightened changeling turns around and finds the silly alicorn child nibbling on her mane once more.
What did I say?
She huffs, yanking her soaked mane away.
What play? No! You just... stay over there and be dreadful!
Flurry sheepishly flaps over to the small picnic basket and searches through its contents, settling on tackling the desserts first.
Cookie?
She offers with her magic.
Oatmeal raisin. Oatmeal raisin, you say?
Chrissy ponders, hesitantly taking the treat and nibbling on it.
Not bad. Not to me. Blech. No pony likes oatmeal raisin. Nuh-uh. May I explain why I like them, then? Do you like me? Do I like you? You're not the bouncy pink one, so you're tolerable. Yay!
Flurry happily wraps Chrissy in a small huggle, nuzzling her chubby cheeks against hers.
Bleh!
Chrissy wails, grabbing her chest.
What sorcery did you take me with? Release me! Huggy! Your huggies are not appreciated. I hate feelings.
The agonizing queen slips out of Flurry's grip and gasps for air, wiping the sweat off of her brow.
So this is what I've become. A powerful leader with a strong, fearsome army, reduced to being a chew toy for a cootie-covered maniac, determined to infect me with her feelings. Yuck. I'm hopeless. I can't find another army if my life depended on it. I could help.
Flurry nods.
You? How could you help me? Yeah, I share. Is sharing. Sharing? What is this sharing you speak of? Does it cause misery?
Flurry scurries to the center of the playroom and delicately lights up her horn. She mumbles and babbles a strange set of toddler words before her glow fades away, and then the room grows silent.
What did you just do?
Chrissy utters, looking around the room.
I never go outside.
She squeaked.
Outside. Outside? How am I supposed to break out of-
The little alicorn pews a tiny beam of light, splitting the magic lock in two.
I stand corrected.
Chrissy gallops out of the playroom and into the hallway, where her jaw hits the ground hard. Stumbling before her was a massive force, an untouchable, unstoppable breed that is something worth underestimating. There stood an army of soft-headed infants, waddling around ready for anything. Anything except nappy time.
Aha! Army for Serena of Pa!
Flurry says with a nod.
You've had an army of your own this whole time? Perks of being a princess. The perks of being a full princess? Mm-hmm. And you're sharing them with me? Mm-hmm.
Chrissy squeed happily before covering her mouth.
Is that a squee?
Flurry giggled.
No, that was not a squee. Yeah, sure. Positive. Now wound these minions up.
The alicorn child flaps over the crowd of babies and grabs their attention with a pair of colorful toy keys. Because of that, all the fools babble in excitement.
Attention all infants!
Chrissy announces.
I am Queen Chrysalis, and I am your leader now. Today I will turn you all from useless slop bags to unstoppable cuddly machines. And your reward shall be... cookies!
Her army of babies squee, coo, and clap their little small hooves happily.
Alright then, for the cookies!
And they all yelled in unison.
Hey, what's going on down here?
Chrissy's crowd turns to see a gruff, confused stallion at the end of the hall witnessing the Rugrat rally.
Oh, how'd you little ones get in here?
He coos.
So many of you.
The plan?
Flurry gulps.
The plan.
Chrissy panics.
Attack! He stole the cookies!
Wait, huh? Who said- Oh!
A wave of babies toppled upon the guard, little hooves poking and prodding him as he's pinned to the floor. He wailed, succumbing to the coos of the fools.
Oh, look at all of you!
Huh.
Chrysalis ponders.
Maybe brutal violence isn't the right strategy here, but simply pure cuteness. What a whip!
Chrissy waddles atop the beaten stallion, staring deep into his quivering eyes.
Had enough yet?
She chuckles menacingly.
Never!
The guard coughs, barely having the strength to lift his head.
You cannot break me! Your tactics may be effective, but you will not take me down!
Oh, Flurry.
Flurry Heart happily flaps to the changeling's side.
You know what to do, girl. Uh-huh.
The foal grunts, towering over her target.
Come on, go for the final blow!
No.
The stallion pleads.
No!
Flurry Heart booped the guard into submission, his heart capacity for cuteness running bone dry as he then passed out. Further down the hallway come two guard mares who immediately discovered the execute Shin.
Fetch.
Chrissy commands, pointing at the two as they run off. Her army rushes down the hall, babbling proudly.
It's a good day to dawn. So, you thought you could escape my wrath, didn't ya? Foolishly try to escape your fates? Oh my gosh, she's so adorable. I know, right? I could just eat her up.
At the tallest tower in the kingdom, Chrissy watches over the two captured guard mares as they stand dangerously close to the edge with thick ropes wrapped around their necks.
After I'm done with you both, you won't be eating anything ever again.
The changeling snickers.
Any last words, peasants? Can I pinch your little cheeks?
One mare squeeze.
Just one.
Chrissy pushes the guards before they could finish another syllable, sending them plummeting off the edge. The ropes nailed to the side of the castle wiggled in place before stopping abruptly.
The endgame has begun. Oh, my head.
The changeling peers over the edge and sees the mares below, laying around in a safe ball pit practically unscathed. Every foal looked on in silence.
Oh, you fools!
Chrissy grunts, stomping her small hooves.
You tied it up wrong! The lips were too pig! What's with the ball pit? This way.
Flurry inserts.
You thought they were swings?
The guards rise out of the pit and gallop off.
Quick, before the reinforcements, to freedom!
The baby wave carries the frantic queen down the halls in a flash. Three unicorn guards come around a corner, horns glowing.
Ata!
Flurry barks. A small group of rowdy fools leap out and cling to the guards' faces with a squeaky roar.
Oh, you're all so soft. Oh!
One of them squeezes before collapsing, along with the other fallen stallions of the cuddly cavalry. The battle for cookies raged on throughout the castle. Sweets were pillaged from every kitchen, guards were huggled and nibbled to oblivion, and walls were written with crayon. Chaos had a new name that day.
Today was Armageddorkable. It's a working title. Yes, my subjects!
Chrissy pants in excitement as she was carried into the foyer towards the exit.
Once I'm free and exact my revenge, my army will celebrate with as many cookies as they can stomach.
And they all cheered for that.
Hold it right there!
The doors are suddenly blocked by Twilight, tapping her hoof expectantly.
National Fool Day isn't until May 2nd. What's going on here? Book off, egghead!
Chrissy grunts.
No pun intended.
Oh, Chrysalis, I should have known it was you. What are you doing this time?
Exacting my perfectly understandable revenge. That's what. The day of reckoning is nigh.
Really? With babies?
My army is unstoppable, each pool more cuddly than the last. Isn't that white?
They all roared obediently.
If you're telling me that the first pool is the least cuddly, I'd like to speak with them.
Seize her!
Twilight raises a magical barrier as the baby wave crashes against it, their small assaults barely leaving a dent.
Your puppy eyes are strong,
Twilight utters.
But not enough. What makes you think that you can get past me?
Leverage.
Chrissy pulls a droopy gray pony doll out and waves it around teasingly, its button eyes dangling freely.
Smarty pants!
Twilight gasps.
You monster! Oh, don't try to flatter me.
Twilight's magic barrier crumbles, the infants charging and weighing down the princess, wearing her out with their wholesome coos.
Isn't that just adorable, Twilight?
Chrissy laughs, standing triumphantly on the alicorn's head.
Don't you just want to die? No!
Twilight strains, struggling to stand up.
You won't succeed this time, Chrysalis. You can't take over Equestria with your cuteness. Your friends aren't here to save you this time. You can't win. Flurry, what time is it?
Huh?
Flurry ponders.
Nap time! Nap time?
Chrissy gasps.
No, you fiend!
Flurry poofs away before shortly returning with an eccentric phonograph. The device's soft melody fills the room and stops the restless foals in their tracks.
You must be really tired, little ones.
Twilight coos.
Who wants to go sleepy by?
The little foal yawns, rubbing her eyes and laying down on her back, sucking her hoof soundly.
No, Pudgy!
Chrysalis whines in defeat.
Sloppy, smelly, whiskey, tango, fuck sweat, chomsky, the ton of all, I forgot all your names, but wake up, you fools! For the cookies, remember?
One by one, the little ones drop like flies, rubbing their eyes and collapsing on their squishy sides with a cute yawn.
Twilight, I am going to tear off your head, hollow out your skull, and use it as a dishwasher-safe decorative bowl.
Oh, what a great way to start a Tuesday.
Chrissy's eyes shrink as she spots her muscle on the princess's back beside Smarty Pants, succumbing to the soft music.
No, Flurry! Don't close those eyes! Don't you dare close those eyes! I need you!
Sleepy...
Flurry yawned, laying gently on her small hooves, and went to sleep.
Traitor, I will smash your brain into a smoothie and drink your thoughts! Motherfucker!
The music screeches as Twilight skids to a halt.
Uh-oh.
It was at that moment that she knew. She fucked up. Later that day...
Goodness, that is just crazy, Chrissy.
Her afternoon guard sighs.
Even for you.
Chrissy huffs, bubbles flying from the lumpy bar of soap lodged in her scrunched up maw, before she spits everything out.
It was an accident, you ignorant fool. Freedom was so close, yet it was foiled by... nap time.
Ooh, A forever, I suppose. You're lucky you're a fool, though, because you would have had medical bills at the flank. So many guards are in the hospital pleasantly scarred because of you.
Ha!
Did you at least have a fun playdate with Flurryheart?
Eh. Minus the questioning, humiliating defeat at the hooves of that creature, it was...
Chrissy quietly stuffs an oatmeal raisin cookie under her pillow before curling up in her blanket.
Tolerable.
Progress, Chrissy. Progress.
Indeed. Until then, prepare for tomorrow, God.
Why, Chrissy? What's happening tomorrow?
Guess.
Try to take over Equestria.
Don't mock me.
Sorry, you're just so precious.
Fuck my life.
Alright, back you go, Mr. Soap.
We all know fuck's a bad word, but thank God she didn't say poggers. Or the N-word. But let's get on to our amazing donators. Top donators: TacoCat598, Peter Coletard, J10Man, Darkside, Gauntlet, and Only One Thing. Zar630, Strix, Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moonheart, Drake Love Dragon, Pastel Skies, Austin Roland, Magazine, Crazy Killer 557, Nike Kruger, Dospo, Madman Stan, Delta Omega, Jack Edge, RuneScythe 9852, Hudson Norman, Stephen Bingham, Michael De Laramore, Dash of Evergreen, Rhiney Dragonwolf, Ponyman, Tal Rasha, The Toilet Snake, Sword Brother and Mordred, Ronin Wandering, Run in Prison Man Guy, Easy, Scouchia, Leslie Perkett, Jordan Peterson, Crimson Kitsune 9, Lightskin, Monster Kitty, Needs a Life, Milan Biehen, and many more super cool people. Thank you all very much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.